Okay, ce l-o. Ar înseamnă ea.
Maharaj, like I asked you last time, I was preparing for some exam, and I cleared this exam this time.
Arriba!
Very, very.
Krishna's free, Krishna mercy.
So during preparation of this exam, I have debated.
You chanted Hare Krishna before you took the exam?
So I chanted, but not on the beats, I chanted.
No, I don't expect you to walk around a bunch of bees in college. Chanting is, you have a tongue, you have an ear, you have a mind, and feed it.
So, from last 2-3 years, like...
You passed.
Yeah, I cleared.
You committed exam, you failed twice.
No, this is entrance exam, Maharaj. Like, to enter into the course, you have to give an exam.
Yeah, I know.
And there's particular seats are there, like 5 seats were there this time. So you have to be in top 5 to get entry for that.
Didn't you say you took a test before and you failed or something?
Yeah, I took a test 2-3 times.
A last one, the same one.
The same one. Last time I
cleared. That's what you told me before.
Sorry?
You told me that before.
Yeah.
So that now you passed.
Yeah, now I cleared.
Why?
Because I wanted to do this. That's
no.
All.
Because you came here before you took the exam.
Yeah, that's
it's the mercy of Krishna.
Definitely.
The devotee, the true devotee is called Krishna Kripa Murti. Krishna Kripa Murti. He's the form of the mercy of God. Tangible, seeable, touchable, feelable, perceivable. Form of God's Kripa, mercy. So you were in a tension. You were very tense when we met. And I explained how you said a sankalpa that I will try 3 times. And you passed. It's Krishna's mercy.
Definitely.
This doesn't, I want, doesn't enter here. You want so many things, but Krishna will give you what is best for you.
So, so during last few years, like it's my, I have fallen from where I was. Previously, I used to chant 16 rounds when I was in Mumbai.
Swargaloka.
I was.
You've fallen from where you were. Okay, like, you chant 16 rounds. Okay, that's nice.
Yeah. So. I know, like, I can restart the things which I was doing before, but sometime...
Only eat whatever food you can taste. What did I say?
Do as much as you can.
No. What did I exactly say? Only...
food
that you can digest. Only eat food you can digest. You understand? Bhakti is the food for the Atma. So you eat what you can digest. If you can digest 1 round, you chant 1 round. But with devotion. Action without devotion is not bhakti. Just like you can go through the motions without, a man and woman can go through motions and there can be no emotion if there's no love. That's what prostitutes are all about. Or dry relationships, stale relationships. Motion, but no emotion because of no love. So now take it into bhakti. Because the object of our love, our ashraya, of our love, is not woman or man, Bhagavan, Krishna. So, if there's motion, but not, no, motion, but no emotion, there's no bhakti. 16 what? Nothing. 16 nothings. 1 round with devotion is bhakti. So you eat. I was doing, you were doing nothing. You were just pushing numbers.
The heart has to, if your stomach is this big, you eat this much. If your stomach is this big, you eat this much. It's based on taste, ruchi. Now you feel some kritagya, gratitude toward God. God's grace fell upon you because you were distressed. In your distressed condition, you turned to God, and God took the shape of sadhu. Chaturvidha bhajanti mam jana sukritin arjuna. Krishna is telling in Gita, in the fourth chapter, that four kinds of men turn to God. The artarthi, jignyasur, that one who needs wealth or one who is inquisitive, jignyasur, needy like this. So somewhere, because of your good purva sanskara, you're a Bhagavan Vishwasi. Vishwasi. You have faith in, like we have Vishwasi, Vishwasi. You have faith in Bhagavan from your purva sanskara to some good extent. So you were distressed. You failed your exam twice and you were in distress. And you came and Krishna relieved your distress by coming to sadhu. So now you're grateful. So when you're grateful to someone, you show your gratitude by your words, by your actions, by your expressions, by giving gifts, or giving the gift of your love. So the greatest way to express your gratitude towards God is to give the gift, to give the gift of your love. Pran means love. Prem means pran. Pran means prem. That's why Radharani describes, "Hey Prananath, Ashlishyava Parvatam Panashtamam Madarshanam Mamatam Kurotiva Yata Tata Va Vidudantulam Matos Matprananatas Matprananatas Susa Neva Eva Napara Napara Neva Eva Napara." Certainly, Napara, certainly there's no one else. No one else in all creation. Radharani's praying. And Shikshastakam. There's no one else in creation who's my Nath, my Nath, my Lord, but you. You're the Lord of my Pran, the Lord of my Prem. Prananath, Radharani's praying. And Radharani is Krishna's Praneshwari, Praneshwari Radha. She is the mistress, empress, and queen of his very life, which means life means his love. Love means his life. Life without love is not worth living. This is a basic axiom of human existence. Life without love is not worth living. So when life with Krishna Prema is not only living, but ecstatic living. Life with love is living, but life with Prem Seva or Seva Krishna is ecstatic life, living. The art of living. So some are learning and living the art of living, but the bhakta is experiencing the art of ecstatic living. Ecstatic living with Krishna, in Krishna's arms, in Krishna's embrace. So you express your gratitude by love, loving expressions. Chanting, reading, puja, gila, a prarthana, a remembrance. Begin, this should be the beginning. From this experience, you should fall in love with God. Something happens somewhere with someone at some time and we fall in love. That's a common thing. So in a sojourn of the jiva, the Shraddhalu jiva, in a sojourn of the jiva, at some time, in some place, in some circumstance, he falls in love with God. And then leaves everything else behind. Tyagi. Prem tak tyagi. Becomes a prem tyagi to become a prem bikari. He rejects and renounces all the so-called love and loving attachments of this material world. So he becomes a prem tyagi. Friend prem, mother prem, all prem leaves. So he becomes a beggar for Krishna's prem. The gopis were the greatest tyagis. The Braja Gopis, there's no greater tyagis. Tyaktva sadharmam charanam bhujam horer. Tyajanam swajanam tyajanam. It's one verse in the Gopi Gita. It says, swajana dharma tyajanam. They rejected their swajan, their own people. They rejected them. The gopis rejected their husbands and mothers and mother-in-laws and father-in-laws and sons, brothers and sisters, swajana, and aryapatam chahitwa. And aryapatam chahitwa. Hitwa means to renounce also. Hitwa. Aryapatam. Aryapatam means the path of chastity, the path of womanhood, the path of the sati-brata of a wife, wedded wife. Everything. Bejur mukundam paravim mebrigyam. They went because they wanted to do mukunda bhajan. Bejur mukundam paravim. Mukunda para bhajan. They wanted to worship the lotus feet of Mukunda, which the Shrutis and Smritis, they're vimegrigyam. They're bewildered, confused by the love of the gopis, the Shrutis. So they pray like that in their prayers, the Shrutis. In Shruti Stuti in 10th canto of Bhagavatam, they pray that they can become gopis, and then in Brahmanda Purana describes how the Shrutis, the Shrutis became gopis in one future birth by sadhana. They did sadhana and Raghunaga Bhakti sadhana, and they became gopis. Sadhana siddha gopis. By sadhana they became gopis. So that's how this experience should go to that level. become a prem tyagi, become a prem vikari. Everyone's searching for love in the material world, and they're all losing, and no one's finding. If you search for love in the spiritual world, which is within you and without you, you will find, and you will win, and you will attain. You'll not lose. The search for love in material life is a losing proposition, one after the other, life after life. The dynamism, the ecstasy, the variegatedness, and the unbelievable experience of true love is not to be found in flesh. It will only be found with God. Paramatma, Bhagavan. I don't know what your question is, but...